All right, welcome to episode 34 of the Tag Teamers Podcast. Monday Night Raw last night, Bastion Berlin coming up, combining the recap of Raw with our confidence points predictions for Bastion Berlin. How would you like to start it off?
Let's do the predictions first. Let's start with probably the main event, Randy Orton challenging Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship. What do you got?
Gunther, pretty simple. He just won it. I don't think they're going to make a decision that's kind of a big decision, you know, to put a world title on Gunther for the first time and then have him lose it a month later at the very next pay-per-view. Pretty much as simple as that.
How many points?
Five.
I got Gunther at five, too. I mean, a lot of what you just said, I agree with. I mean, I guess the big question with this match is the first time they faced Gunther rolls him up, Orton's shoulder comes up. That's kind of the story leading into this match. But maybe Gunther gets a definitive win this time rather than a roll up anyways. So I guess that's probably what there's to look forward to. This will be a good match, but obviously there's no chance Orton's taking it. Do you expect this to be the main event given where it is?
Maybe not as much as you do. If I had to guess, maybe, but I don't think it's all that obvious to me, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel pretty good. I think he'll probably give Gunther his moment here of winning there.
Yeah. I forgot it's in. Yeah. I'm sure it will be.
Yeah. The other thing with this match, too, is I'm curious to see if Gunther gets the babyface reaction, given it's in Berlin, or, you know, if he's still going to be a heel.
I kind of feel like he's still going to be a heel. What do you think?
I think Orton will definitely be a face still. Orton's, you know, I think he's just too over and he's at the legend status right now where nobody's going to boo him. So there is a small chance we get that face versus face here, just given where it is. But I would imagine Gunther will probably still play the heel, but the crowd might not treat him as if he is the heel.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. The thing is, the story's weak too, and honestly, I think Orton has bigger fish to fry after this match. So, yeah, I would be shocked if he won. There's just no way.
Yeah, I mean, we still want to see Orton back on SmackDown.
Yeah,
that's what we're looking for. I mean, I still can't believe this is the direction they went.
Yeah, I mean, we just got filler things going on with Cody and with Gunther. So, you know, hopefully they have some good stuff in store after this. But for this month, it's just been a lot of fluff and filler. I feel like they just needed to find a way to get through August. And then hopefully after this, it'll be some better stuff. But, yeah. And then Orton's promo on Raw was, you know, mostly a nothing burger as well. Just little lead in, didn't add anything.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed with Orton's promo. I didn't really feel like it elevated this match either. It just a whole lot of nothing, as you said. So
yeah, I mean, there's nothing to elevate.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it is what it is.
It's not like he had ingredients to work with, you know, there was nothing for him to cook with. Like, he's trying to make something out of nothing. It's just not really possible.
Yep. And I think, I mean, a lot of that falls on Gunther.
Yeah. Yeah. And the WWE.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Next, you want to talk the WWE Championship match, Cody Rhodes defending against Kevin Owens?
Yeah, I've got this as my four. I have Cody winning. Just pretty much, I mean, similar to Gunther, Gunther Orton, it's kind of just a filler storyline at the moment. Maybe it can be something more than that. I just don't expect Cody to lose the title in this match. I, again, would be shocked.
Yeah, I've got Cody at four also. So we line up so far. Yeah, I don't really buy Kevin Owens taking the title from him yet. If Owens has any chance of taking it, it'll be after he turns heel, if that's what they do. So hopefully we get the heel turn following this match if they're going to keep building with this story. But if not, I don't know. I mean, I'll be pretty disappointed because there's not a whole lot happening on this card. So I think we need something, you know, like that. Like, you know, like Owens turning on him would stand out off this show. So,
yeah, there needs to be some sort of curveball. So, you know, only five matches. They're all, you know, who knows? Maybe we could get one of them wrong. I really don't think we're going to get two of them wrong. But, you know, not that many matches. Super straightforward. So hopefully they got a curveball or two playing for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Punk, Drew, strap match.
Yeah. I got Punk as my two.
Okay. I got Punk at three.
Okay.
This is one of those things where I think Punk just needs to get his win back.
Yeah. I mean, we're expecting three matches, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, he's not going to go down 2-0. I think it evens up here. And then we get we get the rubber match. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's pretty simple there too. Obviously, he's kind of the underdog in the strap match. Drew's the bigger guy. So, you know, you can just, it's easy to see him winning.
Yeah. I'm curious. So, I mean, they're going to be strapped together. You know, the strap will be around their wrists. If the bracelet's on the same hand that he has the strap on, or if it's on the opposing, you got any guess?
Probably on the same hand, right? That way it's kind of easier for CM Punk to keep trying to snatch it throughout the match.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know, the other hand, it's like it's further away, so it's even more frustrating for him because he keeps trying to get to it, but Drew can just hold it away. I mean, now that I think of it, I think it'll just be on the opposite hand with the straps on, because if you're Drew, like, you'd have to be an idiot to put it on the same hand. So I'm just going to assume that they're going to not portray Drew as somebody who has zero common sense.
Yeah, and then the strap could potentially cover it if it's on the same hand. And I feel like it'll create better theater if it's on the opposing hand, because then Drew can reach out and show it off, you know.
Right. I was going to say that. You can just – yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's what I'm expecting. Hopefully it's a fun match. I mean, strap match, obviously there's no DQ, so they can really lean into that. I would imagine – I mean, getting whipped – is, you know, not something anybody's signing up for, but I would imagine that it's part of them trying to be careful with Punk. You know, obviously at SummerSlam they had Seth to rely on quite a bit by telling the story with the bracelet and, you know, that whole nonsense. And then here I feel like the strap will be a big part of like the action and action sequences rather than moves and things like that. So, you know, they can be whipping each other. I think that the strap match will probably protect Punk, and I think that's kind of why that they did it. But, yeah, I mean, I hope that this match is still fun, though.
Yeah, protect him in terms of, like, just keeping him healthy?
Yeah, just because of his body. You know, like, he can be on his hands and knees and just get whipped. Like, his body's not going to, you know, he's not going to tear his tricep or, you know, whatever else by doing that.
Yeah, you wouldn't think.
Yeah, right. Never know with them.
Don't put it past him, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to move on to next match, or do you have anything to say about this segment on Raw?
No. Yeah, we can move on. I mean, again, not a whole lot to say about the segment, really. Nothing on Raw really added anything to any of his matches. So.
Yeah. No, I agree. Alba Fire, Isla Dawn, defending the tag titles against Bianca and Jade. Who you got?
I mean, we've been saying it forever, expecting them to get their titles back, but I have Bianca and Jade as my three.
Okay. Yeah, I've got them at my two.
Okay. Yeah, I mean we're going to pretty much have the identical. It's just one number off for a couple matches. Yeah. That's it. But.
Right. I mean, this one's pretty straightforward. There's not much to break down here. There's basically no chance that these two, that Bianca and Jay, don't get the tag titles back here.
Yeah, right.
Is there any way you see this not happening?
No. I think we've been strong. Like, we already had expected it to happen long before now. So I think at a pay-per-view where, I don't know, Bash in Berlin kind of feels big, even mm-hmm. though this card is not.
Right.
But I don't know. I feel like it kind of feels like a big pay-per-view or PLE, whatever. Yeah, I don't think they're going another one without them winning it back.
Yeah. It'd be the only title change of the night, too. So, you know, that's something to look forward to. If that doesn't happen, there'll probably be no title changes. So you think there's no chance of a heel turn happening there?
For
Jade and Bianca, you know, one turning on the other.
Yeah, well, I mean, why would they?
Just because it's unpredictable. That's it. You know?
If they were to lose.
Yeah, or that's why they lose. One walks out on the other.
Yeah, you would think if it were going to happen, it's after they lose, and one of them is just pissed at the other one, which I would assume it would be Jade, but nah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with
honestly,
you.
I would like that to be the case, I think. But we'll get that eventually anyway, most likely.
For Mania, probably, but you never know. Yeah. You never know.
Which I don't think, you know, I don't think it needs to be a September all the way through March, the end of March build for that.
Right. Agreed. Last match on the card, Terror Twins versus Liv and Dom. Who you got?
If Dom and Liv as my one, this match, I honestly, it is kind of tough for me to predict. This is the only one. I just think we don't see the Terror Twins get a win yet.
Okay. Well, like, I got the Terror Twins at my one.
You so, do? Yeah. Okay. All right. I just feel like too much to overcome with the Judgment Day. And I just feel like too much to overcome with the Judgment Day just yet. And I don't know. It's, you know, I feel like it's still early in this story. So, but I mean, like I said, I have them as my one. I don't feel confident about it. It's pretty close to a coin flip.
So who do you got eating the pin?
Probably Rhea.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see Dom pinning Priest.
Right.
I
Dom's can't. Not pinning Priest. So, yeah. No, it's not happening.
Yeah. I mean, I just think this is kind of – I think Liv's going to keep the belt for some time still. So I think this will be the way to give Rhea the win. You know, and as we talked about, I think Rhea will get physical with Dom. She might hit him with the Riptide here. I just think, like, this is the time for them to get the win back. I mean, Priest just lost the world championship. I think, like, you know, now he's really building as a face. Let's get him a win on a PLE. I think this just makes a lot of sense for these guys to win.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Anything else to say about that? You want to hop into the stuff from Raw that's not on this at Bash in Berlin?
Yeah, let's just jump right into Raw. I mean, number one thing that sticks out to me is Braun Strowman and Bronson Reed. I mean, they put on a better segment slash match than I think we'll probably get on this Bash in Berlin card. Maybe the, you know, they should have put their match on this card.
Yeah, I mean, we had very high hopes for this feud after last week. And they lived up to it and even exceeded our expectations. If, you know, I mean, they might be the best thing on Raw right now already. I mean, it's hard to really say they're better than Terror Twins, Judgment Day, but last night they certainly were. I just think it's a perfect to pair those two up. I wish we didn't have Bronson Reed, Braun Strowman, and Braun Breaker all on the same show, or just I wish, or in the same company. Like, I wish they had different names because it is a little bit difficult for me. But other than that, like, I mean, it was fantastic.
What if they formed a faction?
Yeah.
The three breeds.
You know, that could, those three could work. Those three could work.
Yeah. Yeah, if they could put their differences aside.
The bronze.
Yeah. Not the worst idea.
The bronze.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, man, this is pro wrestling. Just two true heavyweights. Just all action. You know, putting it on. I mean, this is awesome. The stuff with the car was awesome. I mean, him hitting the tsunami on the roof of the car, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best spot in a while. What do you think of the tsunami? Like, is it the best move right now?
I mean, they're building it, you know? Like, the day somebody kicks out of that, that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah. The thing is, I mean, why does he have to hit like six of them, though?
I don't think he has to. I think that's by choice.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Because they're usually just laying. But, well, here's the question. You pick one. You have to lay there and take six of them, or you take the one on the roof of the car?
Personally?
Yeah.
Just if I'm working with him? Probably the one on the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Worse, but honestly, it's cooler too. So.
Yeah, it's more memorable. I'd
rather say, yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, that's fantastic. Fantastic. I meant to complain about, you know, just the state of, just the size in wrestling right now is putrid. I mean, we got so many just like guys who don't look, barely look like they get in the gym. They're small and they're running the show. You know, it is not like the 90s or the Ruthless Aggression era where we've got all these big dudes. Yeah, that's the exception to the rule nowadays. And it's just nice to see. I mean, it's not like, you know, the Bronson and Braun are too diced up, like beautiful individuals, but at least they're big, you know. It's just, it doesn't hit as well when, I mean, we got guys like Uncle Howdy, who we'll talk about later, but I mean, just putrid physiques. And at least these guys got some size to them.
Yeah, I mean, Strowman, at certain points of his career, he's been diced up. He's just,
he's
getting a little older, you know, give him a break. But I mean, yeah, I mean, he still stands at what, like 6'7", you know, like he's a monster. He really is, you know, like that's not just a tagline. He's a big dude. But yeah, I mean, like I said, man, this is pro wrestling. Just two true guys going at it. Two guys that, you know, you believe you wouldn't want to fight in a bar. You know, that's what pro wrestling was built on. That's the root of it. It's just two guys that can capture the public's imagination, and that's what these guys can do.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I wish it were on this card, but what's the next PLE?
Bad Blood.
Yeah. So I mean, it's got to be on there, right?
I would hope so, man. I would, but
will
I think
will that be Bronson Reed's first appearance on a PLE?
He had a triple threat a few months ago for the Intercontinental title, but I think it would be his first one-on-one match on a PLE.
Okay. All right.
But that's a big deal. Yeah, you get a one-on-one match on a PLE. That's a milestone.
Yeah. And it'll probably be the match that's most anticipated, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you could put some – I would imagine they're going to put a stipulation on the match too. You know, like if this has a last man standing match or something like that, you know, I'm more than fine with that.
Yeah.
Although Bronson Reed, he's also in that Intercontinental Championship tournament. So he's got a match next week. Strowman might cost him there. I can't imagine he's going to win.
Yeah, I'm – the Intercontinental qualification is a little bit absurd. It's like a tournament for a Fatal 4-Way to qualify for an Intercontinental title match.
Yeah, just to lose, because you know Braun's not losing the Intercontinental title right now. Like, that's what I talked about a few weeks ago with SmackDown. Like, I'm sick of, like, I like number one contenders matches and tournaments and matches that have stakes, but we're not telling stories. Like, guys can have feuds over a title. We don't need four different triple threats to qualify for a Fatal 4-Way. For the guy to get a title shot. Like that's a lot to follow for the mid-card title that you're just going to lose anyways.
Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
so where do we stand on that? So it's Jay, it's
Pete Dunne.
Who else? Pete Dunne.
Yep. And then they announced the next match is next week. One had Sheamus, Bronson Reed. I forgot the third competitor in it.
Okay.
But either way, I mean, I would imagine this is probably setting up for Jay. He's kind of the one that keeps talking about it. Bron Breakker acknowledged him in his backstage segment. I did like the part where he said, nobody in your family's ever beat my family.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Is that true?
That's a good
one.
I mean, probably. I don't know how much they've really cross paths though either, you know, like the Steiners, they had a short run in WWE. Thinking.
Like, I don't think like The Rock ever even faced Scott Steiner.
No.
Yeah.
Like if anything,
like, certainly not in that, you know, maybe on Raw one time or something random, but never a feud or anything like that. Nothing important.
No, nothing meaningful. If they cross paths at all, it would have been like just some random tag team match in WCW probably with, you know, one of the fifth cousins.
Yeah, right.
You know, so. No, yeah. What else from Raw you want to talk about?
What else did we have? Uncle Howdy. Uncle Howdy, Chad Gable.
Yeah.
I mean, I made my thoughts known last week. Not a fan of Uncle Howdy to Wyatt Six. Never really was. Very bored of it at this point. I think it's a waste of Chad Gable, like I said. And it just... I just feel like I'm watching a homeless man's version of Kane. It's just what it is to me. Kane was fantastic. Had the size. Best physique ever for a 7-footer, was so believable. And Uncle Howdy is just, he's nothing compared to any of the other supernatural characters that we have of note. I mean, I don't know if you're counting someone like the Boogeyman or whatever. I'm not thinking about those guys, but, you know, like, I just feel like anyone who's been built up like Uncle Howdy, he's not deserving of it. He's not deserving of it at all.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you weren't a fan of Uncle Howdy. Looks like you're hanging out where they hang out.
Yeah.
You got the lights off. Looks like he invaded your house. Yeah. You got a VHS tape coming for me, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to add the film grain onto put the grainy effect onto my camera after this.
Yeah, make sure you just cut a couple times, say some random nonsense
I can put some sparkles on there that look like fireflies and stuff too.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, obviously Uncle Howdy gets the win. It's never a good sign when you got to wrestle with a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm just being honest. And the mask. Yeah, right. Like,
pants. And he's just he wears, like, jeans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, jeans, a t-shirt, and a
mask. A wig, because his hair is black. And, you know, he comes out with the white.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that is not a top of the, you know, like, main attraction type of guy. I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Yeah, I think they left it off the Bashing Berlin card for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I think it's just going to go downhill pretty quickly.
Yeah. There's a good chance Gable moves off of this now. I mean, the Wyatt Six had beat them in the 3-on-3 a few weeks ago. Uncle Howdy beat them now. You know, I don't really know what else there is. Gable's, you know, he's done the job twice now. I think it's time to move him on, get a different story for each of them. But, yeah, I hope this feud's done.
Yeah, I pray to God. Let's get Gable Gunther.
Yeah.
Let's fire that up.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they did main event Raw, so I think that there's still a lot of stock they're going to put into Uncle Howdy, but I think that they left him off the PLE shows something at least.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it just doesn't have staying power. You can only do this for so long with talent that's really mediocre at best.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I think I'm being generous by calling it mediocre.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tag Teamers Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to follow, like, comment, subscribe, leave a review. We will be back after AEW Dynamite with our recap of that. Then Friday Night SmackDown recap, and then Bash in Berlin recap.